Barricade.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. We could really be trite and use terms in this report such as roadblock or hit a wall or, I like this one, stop sign. Oh, wait, we just did. I'm talking, of course, about the Senate collapse of a $14 billion bailout, a loan bailout for the beleaguered auto industry. Things are dire in this economic fallout, the carmakers say, and no one, even the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid of Nevada, is sure of what's next.
I would hope that the president, who's worked so well with us the past few weeks on this legislation, would now consider using the TARP money to help the auto industry and the workers of this country.
Reid also told reporters he's not looking forward to Wall Street numbers this morning. Right now, it's the overseas numbers that are pretty ugly. The Dow sits at 85.65, so we'll see how those numbers go later. Asian stocks were down, especially where they make cars. Japan down 5.5%. South Korea down 4.5%. European stocks are tumbling across the board, more than 4% for London, Paris, and Frankfurt so far. And staying in Europe, leaders are pushing hard there for a stimulus plan agreement. European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels to finalize that plan. Here's Megan Williams with more.
Europe is in a full recession, so the $270 billion deal is aimed to bring up employment numbers and trigger growth. It would use everything from investment strategies to tax cuts and vary from country to country. But until now, Europe's biggest economy, Germany, has been reluctant to commit more money. It's already passed its own $43 billion stimulus package and fears taking on too much debt. Recently, it quibbled with the UK over its move to cut a value-added tax, something Germany is avoiding. Eurozone experts say despite diverging opinions, European leaders will likely reach a consensus today. They say there's no motivation like a deepening recession to inspire more cooperation. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Bank of America says it'll eliminate at least 30,000 jobs over the next 3 years. The company says a final number won't be determined until early next year. The massive reduction reflects not only the weak economic environment, but also the bank's absorption of Merrill Lynch. B of A bought Merrill back in September. Cuts will affect workers from both companies. We're set to get some numbers this morning. The producer price index and the recession is driving prices for commodities such as coal way underground. It's plummeted more than 60% since the summer. Analysts predict even cheaper coal prices next year. As Sarah Gardner reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, it's not good news for green energy.
Coal is a main ingredient in steel, and right now nobody's buying much steel to make cars and buildings. So the price of metallurgical coal to make steel has melted, and that affects prices for so-called thermal coal, the cheaper stuff power plants use. Jim Thompson edits the Coal and Energy Price Report.
Metallurgical coal not going to steel makers then is available for electric utilities to purchase, which obviously causes the price of thermal coal to go down as well.
But cheap coal gives utilities less incentive to invest in cleaner energy like wind. Even in Europe, where emissions from power plants are capped, coal now looks appealing. Analyst Jeff Allen is at ICF International.
The cheapness of it even makes up for the penalty that companies have to buy these allowances.
That means some European utilities might just buy more carbon emission permits rather than switch to something greener. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. You can join the conversation at Gather.com.
The economy's in the gutter. Job cuts every day. Let's head over to the land of make-believe, Hollywood. And everything's better in Tinseltown, right? Well, not so fast. Movie makers are hoping for a holiday miracle. NBC's keeping its late night icon and cutting its prime time expense. And the big story, the Screen Actors Guild gearing up for a vote on whether to strike. We put the business of Hollywood in perspective with Michael Spire, the executive editor of Daily Variety. He says a SAG strike would be a huge blow to the Los Angeles economy.
It would affect it in a monumental way because everybody attached to a television show or attached to a movie, and that's the real behind-the-scenes players. When the writers went on strike, you saw a lot of people lose their jobs temporarily. Yeah. Shows that went off the air, people were let go in the technical aspects of the shows and the movies. People pulling their kids out of private school, people selling their houses, people moving. All of that would be compounded by the fact that the economy is so bad that L.A., which is kind of the entertainment business is so needed in this city, it would just collapse.
All right. NBC moving Jay Leno from after the news to before the news into prime time. 5 nights a week at the same time, 10 o'clock Eastern. What kind of money are we talking about in savings? Because NBC's not having to produce primetime programming.
Exactly. And it's going to be in the millions and millions and millions of dollars because it's not just primetime programming. It's expensive primetime programming. The cost of, let's say, a Law and Order or something like that has skyrocketed into the millions of dollars per episode. And the problem with that, of course, is now you have 5 fewer hours every week to take care of. And so the creative community is angry because that's less programming that they get to pitch and they get to make. And of course, NBC says, well, this is what the public wants. They want Jay Leno at that time. We just have to wait and see if that's exactly true.
So some big flicks coming out today. Any success stories that you see?
Well, The Day the Earth Stood Still is Keanu Reeves. It's a big event movie, and It's opening in a large amount of theaters. And so that's probably going to do it. Four Christmases is holding on extremely well. It's kind of a comedy that's kind of hit a chord with everyone. But now is the time of year you see a lot of these prestige picks opening up what we call platforming. And you see something like Doubt with Meryl Streep based on the stage play, or The Reader, which is a World War II movie with Kate Winslet and Ralph Fiennes. You see these movies kind of opening in few theaters and see how they do. Milk did very well a couple of weeks ago, Slumdog Millionaire, Frost Nixon. They open in small amounts of theaters. If they do well, they platform out. That's what we're going to see with a lot of movies now every weekend, along with some of the big ones coming down the pike. But this weekend should be all about Keanu Reeves.
Michael Spire from Daily Variety, thanks.
My pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.